Alright, hello? Hello?
Okay, there we go. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Yes!
Alright. Yes, it finally worked!
Yes!
It's a miracle!
Yes, we're all in, with the exception of Johnny, and tonight is in very interest. Tonight is an episode that we're remembering.
Great and late. Dare I say it, Gene Wilder.
Yes.
It's amazing that he's gone.
It's crazy that he's gone. It's absolutely depressing that he is gone.
You look at this guy who, well, let's just say,
unfortunately, he's gone.
He's gone. Whose cell phone is buzzing?
Stop playing words with friends.
Yeah, stop that.
Exactly. That's me, sorry.
The fact is that, I can speak for myself, but I can say that the load of us here, we miss him.
You're echoing, by the way.
Echo.
Emma?
Yeah.
Okay, can you all hear me now?
Good. But yeah, I'm not getting over my...
Hold on.
Is that you? It's you. I
personally thought we should get on with one of the sounds that we have of the iconic...
Let's just give some biographical information before we move on. Gene Wilder was born Jerome Sieverman from Wisconsin. He always claimed that he was not a stand-up comic, that he got into acting because of the fact that
Now he's echoing.
Yeah.
Now there's echoing. Yeah.
Jamie, you are echoing like crazy.
Really? Oh, good Lord.
Can we hear each other?
Yes,
we can actually hear each other now. Good.
Yeah.
So, basically, like I said before...
Okay, better?
Better. Yes. Very much better.
Much better.
Everybody can hear us. Yeah, all right. So, like I said before, with all the echoing and panning and stuff like that, he was born Jerome Sieverman out of Wisconsin. He was not a comic. He was always an actor that was funny. But in terms of people, he was an actor that was funny, but didn't feel it through acting, regardless of the fact that people painted him as a stand-up comedian. He was never a stand-up comedian. And so... And so, yeah, Allison.
Yes, why don't we start off with one of an iconic song or iconic piece that he had in Willy Wonka that
yeah.
is...
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it.
Hurry up, pilot.
Life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
So,
guys.
So
it's okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
I mean,
echo? Okay.
No echo.
You're good.
Thank God.
Really good.
I think what happened was that I was too close.
Yeah. So
my first thought was going to Jamie. I'm like, to Red Hood. I'm like,
Red Hood,
son of a bitch.
But anyway, let's continue on. I think in terms of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the creation of that was really interesting. In his autobiography, Wilder said that there were arguments all over the place as to how people wanted him
remembered.
Well, no. Willy Wonka, in terms of the character, as to how they wanted him portrayed, because Boyd hid visions. And
there's always an issue.
The fact is that when but everybody is saying, even Charlie, the person who played Charlie Bucket, is saying it's like losing a parent.
I hate to say it, though. Like, the only issue I had about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was the name of the Charlie kid. Who the hell has the last name of Bucket?
Bucket.
Roald Dahl.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
You can't just say that. And by the way, Gene Wilder despised Tim Burton's version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Of course.
Why?
I did too.
Yeah.
Everybody did. It was too fucking weird.
Well, yeah, and he said that originally that they wanted Spike Milligan for the role, and Spike Milligan is a fantastic comedian, but
I can't see him as Wonka, though.
No, but yet the thing is that in a 1971 version,
by the way, is the only version.
Yeah,
it's the definitive one. There's a new musical version of it out called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which is fantastic.
Right.
But that's coming to the U.S. this spring.
You mean next spring?
Next spring, which is going to be starring Christian Borrell. But
wait a minute.
Hopefully it's better than that the movie with Tim Burton.
No. It's tons better. But the thing about it is that he didn't like Dahl's version of it. He said, "I don't want it to crush people's childhood dreams." But
the original film
was
actually
sappy.
It wasn't sappy at all. It was actually very well made.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever read the book?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
But however, Gene Wilder also made other great films other than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Which we were
about. Saddles, Young Frankenstein.
What about Blazing Saddles, too?
That's right.
Another iconic role of his.
Exactly. I mean, like, we really should not be concentrating on just Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Blazing
Saddles.
Oh, we have...
It was stupendous.
We have clips from that.
We also have
No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Yeah.
We also have Young Frankenstein, where you play it as Frankenstein.
Right.
Which I actually am going to look for a clip now. Do you have a clip of it, Allison, or no?
Yeah. Oh, it's
absolutely we do.
It's a full blooper reel.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about just the blooper reel. I'm talking about the actual funny clips.
This is Young Frankenstein bloopers and outtakes. Guy
girl. Yes, but there were also other funny scenes other than just the bloopers.
We don't have that.
This is a 5-minute clip. And we have something with Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Waco, the kid.
He was in Stir Crazy as well.
Yes,
yeah.
We have a clip from Stir Crazy as well, so...
What hunt?
Clip. Yeah.
No, let's go to the clip.
My favorite scene in Young Frankenstein was always the one where he and Igor first meet, and he's like this, "You know, I'm an excellent surgeon. Maybe I can help you with that hump." What hump?
Or the one where he goes,
Pettigrew.
No. My favorite one is when he's in the administration room and he goes, "Now, Mr. Humperdinck, or Mr. Humperdinck, please lift your right arm." He does. "Please lift your left arm." He does. "Please put your right arm on your left pelvis." He does. "Now, can you scream?" He goes, "No." Mr. Frankenstein then goes, he pinches his, like, upper hand or whatever, and he goes, "Now can you scream?" He goes, "Yes!"
Yeah.
And he literally,
He did a great Frankenstein, though, I'm not going to lie, because, like, because of, like how he betrayed, because of how he betrayed his character, because, like, he portrayed the perfect Frankenstein from a comedy standpoint. Yeah, not so funny, but, like, when you look at the original Frankenstein movies, then of course you compare Mel Brooks' version of it, it's not
right.
Exactly like the original one.
Right. And there
was another funny scene that I enjoyed where somebody knocked on the door and everybody's like, "What knockers?"
Right.
Thank you.
But, you know, my favorite was in Stir Crazy when they're going down the
I've never seen him in Stir Crazy, but I have seen him in The Producers. The producers
will never forget. But,
oh, God. Especially not the screen time for Hitler.
Well, no. You have to, like... No. You have to...
Time for Hitler.
I'm hysterical and I'm wet.
Oh, God.
I'm wet. I'm hysterical
I'm wet.
I'm wet. I'm wet. You know.
I hate to say it, though, but Matthew Broderick, I know that there are a lot of Matthew Broderick fans because of Simba. But he and Nathan Lane did not do as good a job as Gene Wilder and the other guy did in The Producers. I hate to say it.
Did you see The Producers on Broadway?
I did, and I also saw the movie that they made of it.
Mm.
Not as good as Gene Wilder.
Well, I mean...
But that's just me. That's just from my standpoint.
I mean, from my standpoint, I saw it when it was on Broadway, and I saw the movie, and I saw the movie that... The new movie.
All three. All of them are funny in their own way, but I mean, it's like, well, I saw both versions of the movie,
right.
And they're both great.
Right.
But I still say the original was better.
No. Nothing's going to top the original, but everybody did their own interpretation.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean,
exactly.
If you really want to pick at it, right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to try to copy what Gene did,
mm-hmm.
You know, because...
But what I love most about it, though, was the fact, of course, that Hitler in that movie was played by a gay guy. That was the one thing that I really got a kick out of.
What? You mean the current one?
No, the older one.
Both of them are played by
gay people.
Actors.
Which to me is hilarious, you know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But anyway, you were saying.
But you know, I mean, besides his movie stuff, I mean,
yeah.
He
did a lot of great other. He also did a lot of other things which were amazing. He won many awards.
Yeah.
1966, he played as Bernard in Death of a Salesman. He played in The Scarecrow. He played in Thursday's Game. Something Wilder.
Right.
As Gene Bergman.
Right.
I love the fact, of course, they kept his first name in there.
Right. But
if anybody got that joke, please say yes. Oh, he
mm-hmm.
was in 1999's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I never knew.
He was as the cat.
Really? I thought he was the Mock Turtle.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Hold
sorry.
It. Wait a minute, Red Hood.
Yeah, right.
And another great actor. Sorry. I didn't realize this, but in this Alice in Wonderland. Thank you. sorry. Martin Short played as the Mad Hatter.
Yes.
Which I had no idea. So now, of course, you got a fantastic comedy duo. You got Martin Short and Gene Wilder. A stupendous pair, by the way. But yeah, other than that, it was great, you know?
I mean, the thing...
I saw the TV version of it. It was pretty weird. I'm not going to lie. It was weirder than the cartoon.
I mean, the thing is also he wrote several books and he wrote several memoirs.
He was also in several plays. Complacent Lover, Courage and Her Children, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
And the funny thing is,
Laughter on the 23rd Floor.
Yeah, and what did he play in Laughter on the 23rd Floor? Or was he in which part?
Oh, and to answer somebody who just messaged me, she's listening to the show now. Her first film was 1967, Bonnie and Clyde as Eugene Grizzard.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
And the thing
I've never seen, but I heard it was good.
Yeah. The thing is about the fact is that if you look at the cast for One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. When Gene Wilder was in it.
Which, by the way, I was shocked by. I actually had no idea that he was in that.
He was also... Okay.
Ooh.
You look at this cast. I'm just going to go down the list. All right?
No, sorry. I was going down the list, and I saw a movie that really caught my eye. The Adventure of Sherlock Holmes' Smarter Brother.
Yeah, but if you go down the list in terms of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the list of the original cast of just some of the people. All right.
Yep.
Kirk Douglas, Randall P. McMurphy, Wesley Gates, Frederick.
Oh, Kirk Douglas was also in this.
Yep. Ed Arnes as Chief Bromden.
Oh, shit.
Let's see.
Did anybody see the movie of that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it plenty of times.
I read the book. The book is amazing.
The book is amazing. I saw the revival of it.
Yeah.
In 2001.
The revival of it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. To be honest with you, I thought the original one was better.
What? The revival as in the play revival or as in...
As in any revival.
Well, I think that what was very different about the Chicago Steppenwolf versus the original is that they took more liberties with it.
Yeah, true. I mean, they went all out with it.
Right. But, you know, let's get off of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But... It had very, 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 very... The thing about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is that half of the people that we know today, including, you had Gene Wilder, you had Casey Townsend, you had all these famous actors who are now famous now. Kirk Douglas, as I said. And then, surprise, surprise, you have... William Daniels as Dale Hardy.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Wait, who? William Daniels?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, you had an all-star cast.
I didn't even know that they worked together.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
The hell have I been?
It's a small world.
Yeah, really.
So, you know...
Nope, not gonna do it.
In those days, in 1963, you had, you know, one person, two people producing it, actually three people.
You know, I'm not going to lie, though, thinking about Gene Wilder, it still feels weird talking about him like he isn't here anymore. You know, it really does. Am I the one here that feels this?
It's like, it doesn't feel.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we should play another clip because we only have 34 minutes left and counting.
Go ahead.
So it's either we play clips or we don't. And
I think we should play.
Yeah, let's play the clip.
Yeah.
What are we going to play next?
Yeah. Hold on. We'll see.
Ta-da!
What are you doing?
I'm getting bad. You better get bad, Jack, because you ain't bad. You're going to get fucked. You're bad. They don't mess with you. Hey, home. Get down.
Hey.
You're a little too bad, ain't you?
Yeah.
Do some of these.
Right on.
Right. Hey.
That's right, we bad, huh? That's right. We don't want no shit either.
That's right.
Darn right. We don't want no shit.
You know what I'm saying? We don't take too much shit. Yeah, take a little bit. We don't take no money.
Damn right.
That's right, say no shit.
No shit.
That's right, no shit. No, I'm trying to get
it. We don't take no shit.
Yeah,
Allison, what, I mean, what was that from?
That was not from Young Frankenstein.
No, that was from, I believe, Stir Crazy?
Stir Crazy?
Oh, that was from Stir Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the part where they're walking down and he's trying to imitate the black guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Do you want to have the Young Frankenstein clips?
No, we would want to talk about what do you think? I mean, what are your memories of him?
My memories had to be from Blazing Saddles and Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
I think for me personally, it's the one where would definitely be Young Frankenstein, though, because of his portrayal. But let me just finish. But the reason why I say Young Frankenstein is because of the fact that, like, he can go crazy 1 minute and then the next minute he's nice, calm, collected.
Yeah,
you know, He's a great actor, you know. Spaceballs would have been a hell of a lot better if they had Gene Wilder as Barf. I'm not gonna lie. Who here would laugh if Gene Wilder played as Barf?
I would laugh, but let's get Allison speaking. What are your memories?
I just have always admired his acting, no matter what. As much as the memories I have started when I saw Willy Wonka, but then it went to all of his other works, and I loved him. Hear No Evil, See No Evil, and then The Waco Kid and Blazing Saddles. That was all. They're all, his roles have been are so diverse too. And I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Why don't we play two of the clips? Why don't we play two of the, so it's at least we're talking, get to hear some of his works as well.
Yeah. Sure. We're all for that.
I don't know if you ever heard of me before, but.
Yeah.
I used to be called the Waco Kid. Just walking down the street, and I heard a voice behind me say, "Reach for it, mister." I spun around. And there I was, face to face with a 6-year-old kid. Well, I just threw my guns down and walked away. Little bastard shot me in the ass. So I limped to the nearest saloon, crawled inside a whiskey bottle, and I've been there ever since.
That, yeah.
I got another good clip for you guys. Hold on.
Yeah.
I stuff out for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is another great clip.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein. Do you also say Frodwick? No. Frederick. Well, why isn't it Frodwick Frankenstein? It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
But they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes. My grandfather used to work for your grandfather.
Oh, nice.
Of course, the rates have gone up.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly.
Oh.
Sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
I mean, I've got to say that.
That.
Is that it?
Performance. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I've got to say that, the timing
between him and the other guy is just hysterical.
Him and Marty Fine.
May Marty Fine also rest in peace. Another tremendous actor that left us too soon, you know?
Absolutely. Actually, he, within the past 2 years, someone came out with his autobiography, which has never been released, which you can get. It's called Moth Eye, EYE. And it's on Amazon, and it's great. But Allison, you were going to say what?
We also have the blooper reel that could go with Young Frankenstein too.
Yeah.
So
please do.
Yes, let's play this.
Because not only was not all great actors don't make mistakes.
Ow.
Marker.
Ow. The bloopers.
Yes, these are bloopers.
Oh, I'm talking about the explosion in my ear.
Chained like a beast in a cage.
Oh, Doctor, I feel so terrible.
There's only one answer. If I could find a way to equalize the imbalance in his cerebral spinal fluid, he'd be as right as rain. But how? How? Before it's too late.
Frederick, if only there was some way I could relieve this torture you are going through. If there was some way I could help you to relax. If only I could give you a little peace.
Is that it?
It can never be.
Okay. There is an intellectual question I always wanted to ask you.
It's a 5-minute clap.
Oh, God.
Exactly how fast
is
the speed of light?
186,000 miles seven.
Stop it! I was referring to the luggage.
Yes, master.
This way, ladies. It's going to be a long night, so if you need any help with the girls, don't hesitate. Igor, would you help me with these bags?
Certainly. You take the black one, and I'll take the one in the turban.
Stop that! Now just stop that! Drop it!
Okay. All right, that's good. I can use
that. I want to reference to the Marx Brothers
Inga
in this.
And
you know?
How do you do? How do you do?
This is my financier, Elizabeth.
I'm so happy to meet you at last.
Can I say?
Excuse me, darling. Tell me, exactly what is it that you do? I assist Dr. Frankenstein in the laboratory. We have intellectual discussions, and we... As a matter of fact, we're having one just as you...
Igor, would you help me with these bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde, and I'll take the one in the turban.
Oh, please.
Stop that!
Marker.
And action.
I'd like you to meet my assistants, Inga and Igor.
How do you do? How do you do?
This is my financier, Elizabeth.
I'm so happy to meet you at last.
Financier.
Excuse me, darling. Tell me, exactly what is it that you do? I assist Dr. Frankenstein in the laboratory. Mm-hmm. We have intellectual discussions on... As a matter of fact, we were having one...
Manai!
What?
You don't hear anyone, then. Igor, would you help me with these bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde one, and I'll take the one with the turban.
Oh, Lee.
Stop that!
Good.
Oh, darling, don't let... Spoil everything?
I don't want to spoil anything. I just want to top it all off with something.
Would you want me like this? Now? So soon before our wedding? So near we can almost touch it.
Yes!
Lovely! Or...
Whoa, boy.
Whoa, boy.
Oh, my. Hold up, guys. I got another great clip for you guys. Just one more clip. I apologize.
Oh, no. No.
No, not at all.
We're just enjoying the clip.
You do. Hold on. I got another one.
There we go. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
all here.
I mean,
we're all here.
The thing about it, like the thing about him, also, is that
the comedic timing is amazing.
Yeah, but
especially in that clip I just played. You know.
Oh yeah.
Where the monster's like strangling him, and he's just like. And again!
Not again!
Not again!
No, said again.
Right.
And it's just like, it's brilliant. Sorry, Black Red Hood. Jesus.
Yeah, but like the thing about him and relationship as well, he was the person who also dated Gilda Radner.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. Hmm. And after he dated Gilda died in 1991, he didn't remarry or date until
at least for a while,
until
like 1999.
No, until actually, yeah, it's right here. Gilda Radner died in 1989. He then, after a year, you know, said, okay, I'm gonna date again, and he found love in Karen Boyer,
right?
And you know, they quietly went to the U.S. Open. But the fact is that Wilder met Boyer when on a speech consultant, as a speech consultant while they were doing research.
Now, Gilda Radner, wasn't she in Young Frankenstein with him?
No. She was in a film called Hanky Panky.
Wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called Hanky Panky.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they dated for 2 years. They were extremely private. And then they lived on his property in Connecticut, surrounded by their closest family and friends.
Right.
And so the fact is they lived a very low-key life for 25 years, spending their days playing tennis, writing, and painting together.
Right.
Most people would consider their life a romantic vacation because he built a very idyllic life and there was nothing that brought him more tranquility than his marriage to Karen. The trouble is that after a troubled childhood and years of Hollywood, Wilder found peace within the simple life because he didn't... The thing is that why we never saw him on stage or on screen is because he didn't see the point in 3D in anything like that. He actually despised all of that.
Oh, exactly. I mean, like, oh. All of us do, you know?
Well, no, especially if you're an actor.
Oh, God. Like, I hate... I don't like 3D either. I mean, it's completely...
Two things I despise,
and it's overly priced.
Two things I despise. 3D and remakes of classic films.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Remakes of classic films that are not really good. That's what I despise.
Right. And yeah. For those who are Republicans, you guys may not like this. In 2007, Wilder stated, "I am quietly political. I don't like advertising, giving money to someone or support, but not getting any bandstand, getting on a bandstand. I don't want to run for president in 2008. I will write another book instead." Wilder donated to Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. So that means that he wanted Hillary in 2008.
Well, yeah.
Which I respect him for.
Yeah.
As Republican as I am.
Yeah.
As Republican as Blackwood is, yes, I do want Hillary Clinton running for office. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, but, I mean, this podcast, at least tonight, is not about political or anything. All that.
It's not about Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, I was just pointing out an interesting view on Wilder's politics, you know?
Right. But, I mean, the reason why we didn't see him anything for that on anything was because of the fact that he got so many plays and script requests that none of them were good enough.
Right, exactly. And it was crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never read his book, though, but I've heard it was good.
His book is fantastic. I own it. It's great.
Which one? The My French Horror one?
No, his memoir. His memoir.
Okay.
Kiss Me Like a Stranger.
Oh, that one.
And it's narrated by him. And it's
Really,
it's really good. Like he did so many things, and then just recently Mel Brooks. Remember Gene Wilder about 11 hours ago now. And he said, "It's so weird because now I can't call him."
Yeah, I mean, they maintained a very close friendship after the movies that they made together.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, like Dom DeLuise died a while back. And unfortunately, of course, we couldn't do the show for that because it was before the show came, before the podcast came to be. And it's another great one passed away. Another great that worked with Mel Brooks passed away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should all remember him as an outstanding comedian and actor, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And when Dom DeLuise and Mel Brooks worked together, it was like magic.
Oh yeah.
Especially
In
Blazing Saddles.
I'm gonna say the same thing for him and Pryor, because
Martin.
Marty.
Yeah, the guy who played as Igor. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Him, definitely. But, like, anybody he worked with, the thing about his acting...
It was all about chemistry.
But it was it was also about a really good lesson in acting. Because you cannot be... Like, okay, I'm an actor. You cannot...
Right.
As an actor, you cannot... An actor says things funny. A comedian writes things funnier.
Actually, there's... famous comedian Jeff Foxworthy, where they said that the best material is the stuff that you don't make up. It's true stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is where I get my inspiration from. Like, whenever I tell a funny story on the show, it's something that happened to me in my life that was funny, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, like, Red Hood and I talk constantly on the phone, and We talk about funny moments that happened, you know? I mean, it's just like sometimes our funniest stuff is via phone call, you know?
Well, yeah, but it's also funny in terms of...
because of what's going on in the world, you know?
Well, yeah.
Being disabled, for one thing, like, you have to make fun of yourself.
Yeah, you've got to make fun of yourself.
You do.
You
the only way to keep yourself sane.
know?
Sure.
Like,
I mean,
a lot of people have asked us, how do you guys go through it without going nuts? And I said, we make fun of ourselves.
Have a sense of humor.
The only reason why we're here, you know?
Well, yeah, we make fun of ourselves, but we also, you know, on the show, it's all an act, but very much an act that is...
It's well-placed and well-rooted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Although the banter between me and Red Hood does tend to get a little edgy, but you know what?
Banter between all of us.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Here's how I look at it. Anybody who says that, oh my God, they offended me. We need to be in a safe place. No, you don't.
Stay.
No, just stop. You
stop
know?
It.
Just
knock
stop.
It off.
Shush.
Knock it off. Don't.
Denied.
Exactly. I mean.
Yeah.
Go to your
what do you
place.
Think, Allison? What do you think?
I look at it as there's a lot more that we see so much, so many things,
yeah.
And this us bringing up G. Wilder and how he kept going, he kept his life private too.
Yeah. I mean, you have.
When his acting was done.
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes you just want to take a break.
Show.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people forget that when we or anybody does a podcast, it either can be from real life or we might even take it from the real life and imbue it in the characters
right.
that we do on the show.
Right.
You know?
I mean, when you look at the fact that Gene Wilder was a very private guy, he was a pretty quiet guy. But on stage, he was a genius.
Mm.
On film, on the set, he was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you see him act, what you see is genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the one thing I'm going to remember him for. You know, like that he inspired, I think, all of us to be. To like do this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be nuts, to be crazy, but at the same time to also keep quiet and wait for the proper time to strike with your craziness. You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When it hits you is like,
woo.
Exactly. But I mean, it's like he lived a long life, 83 years old. My God.
That's pretty good.
That's very good. I mean, when did Igor die?
Igor died.
The reason why I call him Igor is because that's the only way I can remember him.
You mean?
Oh, Marty Feldman.
Thank you. Yeah,
Marty Feldman.
Yeah.
Marty Feldman died at 48, which is way too young.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and he died in 1982, which is kind of heartbreaking because I've always wanted to meet him.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we lost Robin Williams 2 years ago, which is
mm-hmm.
also depressing. And then, of course, we lost Don DeLuise. Another great, you know, you all remember him as, for any youngsters who have seen All Dogs Go to Heaven, he was the dachshund, Itchy Ichifor from whatever movie that was, the one with the talking dogs.
right.
Well, look, I was about to say, look who's talking, but it was babies.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don DeLuise was Buddy Bizarre in. He was a great actor, just in general, you know. Don DeLuise did Blazing in the Shadows. He was Caesar from History of the World Part 1, another great Mel Brooks movie, which I suggest everybody to see.
All right.
Oh, we can keep going, but the point is we're almost out of time.
Yeah, the point is that we miss them and that we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
That's the point right
we're
there.
Almost out of time. So, however, we will be back next week with another funny episode, very funny episode, and in the coming weeks, we will have some news, but we cannot announce. All of us know exactly who's coming on the show.
Right.
But,
let's just say it's a surprise.
We can't tell you. Just
all I can say is you're going to love it.
You're going to love it. And if I utter his call, you'll probably go absolutely nuts. And I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Shut up, Red Hood. Quiet before I duct tape your mouth.
Shut up.
I think it's time for us to fly.
Yes. So goodbye, everybody. I must go take Red Hood away and hide him from his from other people. So, bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye. Good night.